Elio Costa is joining me on the program. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. You have co-authored a book called Lawrence Grassi, From Piedmont to the Rocky Mountains. I understand this is being billed as the first complete biography of the Italian immigrant who certainly made a name for himself here in Canmore. What attracted you to the subject of Lawrence Grassi?
It started way back in 2000 on my first trip to the Rockies from Toronto. I happened to take the Lake Coisa trail hike in Lake O'Hara, and there I saw the plaque in honor of Lawrence Grassi, who had built the trail, as well as other trails in Lake O'Hara and other places. On subsequent trips, it seems to me that the figure of this immigrant, who seems to loom quite large in Canmore, in that part of the Rockies, deserved some attention. And when I went to the White Museum in Banff to check some of the records and documents that were left after his death, he died in 1980, I discovered a whole bunch of letters from his family back in Italy, going back to the 1920s. And at first, what attracted me, in fact, fascinated me, was the story of the family, what he'd left behind. These letters had been lying in the museum in Banff for a number of years, and because they're in Italian, nobody had bothered to look into them, and they told the story of poverty, misery, etc. And that's what I had intended to write about at first. Lawrence never went back to Italy. He died at 90 in Canmore. But then, as I continued to get interested in the subject, I was convinced by my colleague, Gabe Scardellato, to write a full biography. The main reason for that is that the information about Grassi in the various guidebooks and so on contains a number of errors, as we discovered.
What kind of errors?
Where he had learned to climb, where he'd climbed, what part of Italy he came from. Things like the naming of Grassi Lakes in Canmore had been written down by a number of people as having been started by J.S. Woodsworth in Parliament, which was completely wrong. And we have all the documents, in a sense, that's correct, a number of fairly important details.
Other than some of the factual errors that you had discovered through your work, was there anything else that really surprised you about the life of Lawrence Grassi?
What surprised us was the way in which this man, who lived alone for many years in a poor cabin, managed to become the great mountain climber that he was, and was a friend of a number of very influential people, and became one of the iconic figures in Canmore. What is also important, by the way, is the fact that we tell his story in the context of a significant immigration from his native village of dozens, perhaps even hundreds of people to Canada and eventually out west as well. So it's a book that is a history as well as a biography, and it is a portrait of a very interesting, if lonely, man who has left a lot of questions, including, for example, the fact that at a certain point, quite early actually in his life in Canmore, he stopped writing back to his family, even though he continued to send money to his mother, who faithfully saved it for him. But since he never went back to Italy, that money eventually was lost because, you know, the war ensued. And any attempt by relatives, there are letters from relatives, including his nieces, who attempted to get in touch with him, even after their parents, Grassi's sister, for example, died. His mother had died before that. He had never bothered to respond to those letters, which is a very sad and almost tragic aspect to the man's life.
So obviously, Lawrence Grassi has been very celebrated in Canmore after his death, but in the book you're saying he was also celebrated in life?
For example, one of the central events that became almost epic was his rescue of a member of the Alpine Club of Canada who had broken a leg. And this was in a very dangerous spot. You know, there's the myth of Grassi, who was not a big man, having Herculean strength. And so Grassi picked up this man, put him up on his shoulders, carried him for a couple of miles through very dangerous territory across a glacier and so on and so forth. This is not a legend. This was based on true fact. And there were others like it. So there is this kind of folkloristic image and aspect to Grassi's life, which is repeated and cited in the guidebooks. We wanted to give some flesh to that epic dimension of his life by providing a complete biography of the man.
You, as well as a co-author Gabe Scardellato, will be in the Bow Valley for a couple of book launch events. I understand there's actually going to be a delegation from Italy coming to retrace Grassi's steps.
One of the people arriving is also one of Grassi's grand nieces, and this will be their first visit to Canada and to the Rockies. So it'll be an interesting occasion for this kind of rejoining of events that took place over 100 years ago.
Lawrence Grassi from Piedmont to the Rocky Mountains, a new book, and the big book launch event with authors Elio Costa and Gabe Scardellato will be at the White Museum Thursday, July 9th at 7 p.m. They'll also be part of the Miner's Day celebrations on July 11th in Canmore, being hosted by the Canmore Museum and Geoscience Center. Thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you very much.